For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, you went down south and found a Buffalo connection at the Wick Theater. Tell us about your trip.
I went down to the Wick. The Wick's in Boca Raton. Mrs. Wick, who owns a series of costume houses called Costume World, mm-hmm. and has a very large Broadway costume collection, has a theater there, the Wick Theater, which does musicals, and the Wick Museum. And I was down there to see Hello, Dolly. I was curious because Leroy Reams, the Broadway performer, Tony nominee, was playing Dolly Levi, and he is the first American man in a major production. It was done before in England when Danny LaRue had played it very unsuccessfully years ago, so I was curious to see this. So ventured down, and Mrs. Wick was there, spoke to her and said to her, "Well, I'm down from Buffalo." And she said, "I was born in Buffalo."
Wow.
Still have a farm in Western New York. And that happens more often than you ever expect. Buffalonians were everywhere, aren't we?
And with a great theater tradition. Now, Hello, Dolly, the actor, actress that we all think of is Carol Channing. She was the first?
Yes, she was. It was written for Ethel Merman, mm-hmm. but Merman did not want to do it. And then it was offered to Mary Martin, who did not want to do it, though eventually they both did do it. Merman closed the show, and eventually everyone did it. And David Merrick, the producer, cleverly kept that show running, making it at one time Broadway's mm-hmm. longest-running musical, with a succession of Dollies, including back in the era when this was done, Pearl Bailey and an all-black cast with Cab Calloway. But Phyllis Diller did it, Martha Raye did it, Ginger Rogers did it. So it's always interesting to see how another actor will put their mark on that character, the matchmaker, who is ostensibly trying to help Horace Vandegelder marry. In fact, she's trying to get a husband for herself.
And you even saw it in Pittsburgh.
Long ago, I've seen it about a dozen times. I was Pittsburgh, that was Joanne Worley. You remember her from Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, all the chicken right. jokes and so forth. I was interested to see her because she had been Carol Channing's standby in the original Broadway production, a standby. Unlike an understudy, this is a performer of note who's ready to go on in case something happens to a star. And of course, Carol Channing has never missed a performance. Joanne Worley never got to go on Broadway as Dolly.
But she finally got to go on in Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh at okay. the beautiful Heinz Hall.
A gig is a gig.
Right. I find it interesting that, you know, everyone thinks of Carol Channing. The film was famously not Carol Channing, but we conveniently forget that Barbara Streisand did the film.
I had forgotten that completely.
A bitter point for Miss Channing.
Well, it opened last week, as we told everyone, Harvey, over at the New Phoenix Theater with, I think it's perfectly matched, Richard Lambert playing Elwood P. Dowd, who has an imaginary friend. What do we call Harvey? Is he imaginary?
Well, Harvey is imaginary. He is a giant rabbit, and only Elwood can see him. And Elwood's sister, Vita, finds this tremendously embarrassing, because although Elwood is entirely charming and loved by everyone who gets to know him, she thinks that this is socially debilitating, and so she wants to have him committed to an asylum. Before it's over, she successfully, accidentally has herself committed to an asylum. But it is timeless in that it is always about valuing nonconformity, by Mary Chase, a play from the 1940s.
Well, we love the New Phoenix, and we love Richard Lambert, so I can't wait to see it. And also because it's directed by Tom McCarr, whom I've seen listed for music and sound effects credits. It's
yes.
forever. I didn't
yes.
know he was also a director.
Sometimes he directs. We can anticipate superior sound because that is what he is best known for. Also, the wonderful comic timing of Caitlin Coleman, who is also in this production.
It might interest folks listening, especially who have been a little busy with the holidays. Maybe you have guests, et cetera, that many, many of the plays do not end this weekend, that a lot of the plays that are up in Buffalo continue through December 6th. You have a number of chances to still see both your houses over at the Kavanoki, Nora, the drama adapted by Ingmar Bergman from Ibsen's Dollhouse. That's over at Adam Mickiewicz. A Pageant, the musical, speaking of men dressing up as women, that's through right. December 6th, as is Stompin' at the Savoy. Now, Paul Robeson Theater, African-American Cultural Center on Maston Avenue.
I saw their production of Stompin' at the Savoy last time they did it. They have some really strong performers in this production. Mary Craig, who is marvelous. She is directing and also appearing in the show, Sandra Gilliam, among others, and of course all of that wonderful Harlem Renaissance era jazz music.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.